Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fran Mullins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Franco applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up towards short. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is hit by the pitch. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Quiñones. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Quiñones steals second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Quiñones scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Carter reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Quiñones moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullins for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson bunts towards the mound. Hurst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allenson moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allenson scores. Butler moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Baylor strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mullins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the mound. Candiotti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Quiñones takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Quiñones moves to second. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quiñones moves to third. There goes Barrett trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Mullins moves to third. Tim Lawler now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mullins tags and scores. Allenson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Ritter now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan is hit by the pitch. Rice scores. Baylor moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ritter fields it and throws to home to get Baylor. Evans moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Sambito now pitching. Mel Hall pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Tony Bernazard pinch hits for Mel Hall. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Jacoby moves to third. Bob Stanley now pitching. Chris Bando pinch hits for Fran Mullins. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing right field. Tony Bernazard now playing second base. Chris Bando now catching. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.